The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So the great empires of the past, the great civilizations.
Yeah. The Byzantines.
Amongst them. They often believed that, you know, you had to reproduce and grow your population.
Yeah.
Because inherently there's a little bit of a, or we're better than you kind of thing. Not always. So they all thought they needed to have an impressive libido. A libido that said, hungry for sex all the time.
Yes.
So the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Aztecs, the Inca, and others would try anything that they believed would work. Mm-hmm. Example. Let's start. The ancient Egyptians had a real thing for lettuce.
Lettuce?
They would use it to inject a bit of sauce into their lovemaking. Now, I don't know what that means. They don't break that down.
I need to know. Yeah, how?
I feel like it means that they use it, like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you use lettuce wraps and you build your own type of thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe you, like, shove it inside.
Like when you don't want bread at Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
Like a witch?
An unwitch.
An unwitch. That's what it is.
Yeah, those are very good.
Maybe. Now, the Greeks and the Romans believed that lettuce would sap the strength from the man's groin.
Okay, so.
And therefore would only eat lettuce in combination with other libido-enhancing foods. In other words, so that they would not find themselves extinguished.
I see. Okay.
Do y'all digest lettuce? I don't digest it.
Do I digest lettuce?
What do you mean? Yeah,
like does it come out in whole leaf?
Yeah, when I eat a salad, it comes back out a salad.
Do you chew?
Yeah, I chew. But that's just how I found that out. No, when Steve and I did that diet, I found out that I have, like, a weird thing with leafy greens. I'm
it just
not kidding.
Doesn't break
oh,
down.
Man, I apologize to everybody, but I'm having fun again.
Can you?
And I know people don't like that. But the idea of you put like, eating a salad and then it all comes back out as salad is
does,
really weird
I
to
swear.
Me.
Just the leafy greens part. Like, if it, there's
that
carrots
would be really disconcerting.
So you just recycle it then.
Yeah, it doesn't digest in my system.
Yeah, you know
it's
how,
a thing. People have that.
Do you know when you eat popcorn and sometimes, like, a day later, you find like a kernel that has been like fused to your tooth and you go, oh man, it was like suction cupped there.
Uh-huh.
Has that ever happened to your backside of the leaf of lettuce?
Yeah, I'm like, dang, I ate that 2 days ago.
Like,
that's
oh,
crazy.
Man, you just peeled like off.
You can see it?
Yeah, I swear to God. I swear my whole life.
So like corn. Yeah.
It's just like corn. Yes. There's certain types of like kale
wow.
and Brussels sprouts. They'll
kale?
Come back out straight up kale and Brussels sprouts. Doesn't matter. Any of those dinosaur greens, man, my body's just like, not a chance.
Give me cheese puffs.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
Yeah, that is.
Is
right.
it just me?
Seems like it.
Oh, it's embarrassing now. Yeah. Y'all are going to be like, yeah, me too. All right, back to lettuce being hot.
I wouldn't like to poop a Brussels sprout.
No, it's not fun, man. They hurt, but they taste so good.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
Try
what's the point of eating
one
it?
Whole and see. Yeah, it really makes it.
Well, you know, like sometimes like when you chew lettuce, obviously it's
you
chewed
get
up and
some
fine.
Of the nutrients, yeah.
But like a lot of times when you're eating a salad, like lettuce pieces are so small that it doesn't like you don't really chew it and it just kind of goes down. And those will come
what
out.
Do you swallow it like a pelican eating a fish?
No, I swallow it like a leaf.
Get it down there?
What the?
Is that what? How's it getting down there big enough to see?
Yeah.
Spring blush, man, I cannot do that. Those spring blush mixes, ain't no way.
Oh, are those the ones that look like oak leaves?
Yeah, exactly. Those.
I don't like those.
Ain't no way.
Someone says that's a number one symptom of IBS. Maybe you weren't stealing Valor the other day.
I know. I told y'all, but y'all just laugh at me, so then I get nervous and I don't go to the doctor. It's all your fault.
Always
take our and then a poop was ill.
Yeah.
Always.
And then you're selling. I regret everything.
Always take our advice over the doctor. That's a right
for
choice.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
All right. So in Greece, when they, this is how they write it, when the men's column would crumble,
okay,
they would use sexual aids such as celery. Now, I don't know if they just, like, would cut it and then tape it to the side or what. Tie it
like
up with
splint.
A bootlace.
No, you put a little peanut butter in there. And
yeah.
I can absolutely see, though, how in ancient times they would go, well, this is a stiff food, so if we eat it, our members will become stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you know, celery, carrots.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
And if you don't become stiff from eating it, then she can just sit on it.
Yeah.
Because it's
there's always that.
That veggie is stiff.
Yeah, there's always that.
And you're never buying one piece of celery or one carrot. You always got a couple extra.
You got a couple in the quiver.
The Aztecs
yes, you do.
The Aztecs considered the toxic Timolan beetle to be an aphrodisiac. Some Spanish chroniclers, according to them, significant numbers of Aztec men died in pursuit of sexual potency thanks to consuming this dangerous creature.
Oh, my God. It's working just the opposite. You're trying to repopulate, and instead you're killing yourself. Way to go.
The Inca would rub butterfly larvae on their willies. Known for its caustic properties, this irritating grub was also used to burn away warts and tumors, so why not rub it on your junk?
Oh, it's caustic?
Yeah.
It'll be like putting Icy Hot on your dong.
Wouldn't that give you blisters then?
Probably.
Seems awful.
Ugh.
God, what a dumb bunch of people.
Both the Aztecs and the Inca turned to lethal animals in the bedroom. For the former, for instance, the Aztecs created a tincture from a horned snake, known as a mazacotl, or deer snake, which is said to have sent users into a fatal frenzy of fornication. It would make them go bonkers, and they'd hump way too much.
Wow. Hump till
but it wouldn't kill them?
Doesn't seem like it.
Man, that's
didn't you say fatal?
Bitch.
They did at the beginning, but they don't make that clear. Oh, yeah, fatal frenzy. Yeah.
So they go crazy. That means they go sex crazy and die.
That guy's sex crazy.
Now he's dead.
I know.
Apparently, any man, according to one Spanish friar who visited those ancient communities, he wrote, any man who drinks too much of this lusty liquid continually erects his virile member and constantly ejects and then dies of lasciviousness.
Wow.
It's a bad way to die.
Or a great way, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
He died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
The Inca created a deadly aphrodisiac from the highly toxic Yanta Yanta bird. The fact that the snake and the Yanta Yanta were also used as poisonous murder weapons tells you all you need to know about the dangers of using them as aphrodisiacs.
Wow.
That is a weird strategy. Let's kill the strangers with this. Yes, but after we rub it on our junk.
Why do they have to go to all the fatal things? Like, you know, they had coconut oil back then that they could, if you wanted to rub something on you, it smells nice and make you feel good if it's warm, especially. Y'all are going after all these like crazy bugs and birds?
Well, and do you really need that? I mean, back then, you know, the life expectancy had to be about 27.
Right.
So, like, I got to imagine getting it up and using it couldn't have possibly been this hard for this many people to have to come up with weird tinctures that'll kill you.
And that was when, like, everybody was allowed to have sex with everybody. Like, nobody cared about it then.
Well, and, yeah, it was like 14-year-olds were impregnating 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's different, you know, that when that's like, that was middle-aged.
Yeah. And men slept with boys as camaraderie. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Different elsewhere, Chinese love potion known as shansu contains the toxic secretions of cane toads.
Wait, so you gotta do a hand party on a toad?
I don't know if it came out of.
No, I mean, it could be a different kind of secretion.
Like they
secrete
on their skin. I went to number three.
Sometimes referred to as a love stone, the concoction is laced with deadly compounds called bufetianolides, responsible for four deaths in New York in the mid-1990s.
In the mid-90s? Oh, man. Yeah, the old school ways worked.
Known to trigger heart attacks. Boy, I want to say that word, but it's not happening. Also reportedly cause painful erections that last for days, known as priapism. The persistent pocket rocket may sound appealing to those who can't get it up, but it becomes excruciating.
No, I can't imagine. You know, you hear those stories sometimes even when the regular drugs go wrong. Instead of lasting for an hour or 2 hours or however long, they're erect for 24 or 40. Like, that would be really, really, really not great. Oh, boy.
Yeah, in the constant state. No, I feel like that'd have to get just after a while. Ugh. I just want to sit down without an erection, you know?
I think you'll be able to someday, Kelly.
Would be
Dreams do come true. Early favorite for What Did We Learn? Today I learned Kelly is a human salad shooter.
Man. I just try. You guys call that show code, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
by the way, you're not alone. There were a lot of people texting in saying, Kelly's not alone. Lettuce.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, those dinosaur greens,
This one, salad in, salad out.
Yep.
Corn cob in, corn cob out.
Well,
why are you eating the cob, weirdo?
That one's good.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.